Good morning. We're continuing Chiyada Mehilah Shabbos. We're learning Klal Gimel, and we're learning this end of Siman Vav. And now at the end of Siman Vav, the Chiyadim says the following point. He says, "Ubeisur shel Yisrael, a kol osur." Even in a scenario where the item is talush, and it's not nicker that it's shel Yisrael, it's not obvious that it belongs to a Jew. The heter is severely if it's in the house of the non-Jew, or the non-Jew's private place. But over here, it's being done in the home of a Jew. It's going to be problematic. Kol osur, everything is osur. Well, mahani shum heter. There's no heter in this situation. Now, again, over here is a concern of marasayin. The concern is it's not person. It's being done by kablonus. It's done with the ksitza. But the concern is marasayin because now we're concerned about marasayin. Why is that? Kamam b'simin chavav. The people see the non-Jew working in the Jewish home on Shabbos. It's clear that there's a concern of a marasayin, not of skir yom, but even if the person is bekablonis, if the Jew tells the non-Jew to work on Shabbos, even bekablonis is usur. So since it's under the roof of the Jew, people will assume that probably the Jew told him to do it, and therefore it's going to be problematic. The Mishabur brings this halacha down, and he adds one kenate. So you have that in a scenario where the non-Jewish maid is living in the Jewish home, and she's doing certain actions for her own benefit. So even that is going to be problematic, because maybe it looks like she's doing it for her employer. But if it's something which is obvious that she's doing for herself and not for the employer, that doesn't have this problem, because nobody's going to assume that the employer told her to do it. They're going to assume she's doing it for herself. So if she's sewing clothing for herself, if the clothing is not obvious that it's hers, that's going to be a problem, even though she's doing it for herself. She's not even doing it for the Israel. It's not a case of kablonis, which she's working for the Jew, but kablonis. She's not working for the Jew at all. But if it's not obvious that it's hers, the marasayin still exists. But if it's the type of clothing which is obvious that the clothing is a clothing which belongs to the non-Jewish woman and not to the employer, so in that situation, there's not going to be any type of marasayin. Later on in Simcha Vav, he deals with a situation where the non-Jew is working in the mill and the Jew is present. So it's not exactly the same at this point, but the fact that the Jew is present there, people will assume that the Jew has told the non-Jew to do the work. So we create the same type of situation, even if it's done being done under the umbrella of the halacha of kablonis and ketzitza. But if the Jew tells the non-Jew to work specifically on Shabbos, it's going to be usur. If it's being done in the presence of the Jew, so people will assume that the Jew was there. He probably asked him to do the work, and therefore it's going to be a problem of marasayin that he told him to do it on Shabbos. Okay. Now the Chayyadim adds a situation over here, in this situation where it's been done by Kablanus for the Jew. In the parentheses or the brackets. We said even a scenario where the non-Jew is doing bekablonis, if it's in the presence of the Jew should tell him not to do it. And so even if the non-Jew will not listen to him, the Jew should say something. And we discussed before, there are certain scenarios where the Jew, since he made the arrangement appropriately, so then he does not need to take any step other than making the mechua and asking the non-Jew to stop. If the non-Jew doesn't listen to him, he doesn't have any more responsibility. In certain scenarios, he's supposed to offer the non-Jew money to stop. But here we have the non-Jew doing the work on the Jewish premise. The Jew should be, by allowing it to proceed, it's problematic. He should have asked him to stop. So therefore, in that situation, the non-Jew should not do, we cannot allow any work being done in the Jewish home. What about a scenario where the non-Jew is working on the Jewish premise, be doing something which there's different ways of doing it, arguably a permitted way and a non-permitted way, and the non-Jew chooses the non-permitted way, but could be he's doing that because of the own volition, not for the, because of the command of the Jew. What's the law in that situation? So we'd like to clarify that point, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.